From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Ted Bremsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that on January 25th, Greene County announced another COVID-19 death, an unidentified inmate at Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. The prison currently has the highest number of positive cases in the state incarceration system, though this is the first coronavirus death there. The Coxsackie Correctional Facility has had 4 confirmed COVID-19 deaths. Currently, there are 85 active cases with the Greene Correctional Facility and 19 active COVID cases in the Coxsackie Correctional Facility. Jose Saldana, director of the Release Aging People in Prison campaign, continued to call for clemency and early releases for many prisoners in the face of the deadly pandemic. Saldana said in a statement, and I quote, "Two different families across the state are receiving the terrible news that their loved ones died cold and alone in the dungeons of mass incarceration for no reason other than a lack of political will on the part of our elected officials," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "Their pain is unimaginable. People were dying in New York State prisons every 3 days before the pandemic. So it's important to recognize that these COVID deaths are happening on top of a crisis that's been with us for more than a decade. We call on Governor Hochul to use her clemency pen to save lives. We also call on New York's legislative leaders, Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Speaker Carl Hestey, to pass the Elder Parole and Fair and Timely Parole bills to provide meaningful pathways to release consideration for incarcerated New Yorkers, and to do it quickly, before more lives are extinguished by their inaction," end quote. Only 53.2% of prisoners in state prisons have been partially vaccinated, according to the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Albany County, meanwhile, reported January 27th that a man in his 80s died from coronavirus, the 500th Albany County death. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "It saddens me to report another Albany County resident losing their life to COVID-19. This is the 500th death in the county since the pandemic started, and it unfortunately won't be the last. While we see progress in our fight in some areas, we need to continue doing what we can to protect our most vulnerable from the virus, which is still spreading," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Democrats controlling New York's legislature plan to vote on new redistricting maps this coming week. New York's Redistricting Commission of Democrats, New York's Redistricting Commission of Democrats and Republicans failed to reach a bipartisan agreement on district boundaries for the state Senate, Assembly, and U.S. House of Representatives. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey released a statement together on January 26, and I quote, "The statutory deadline for the Independent Redistricting Commission to submit congressional and state legislative maps has passed. As per the New York State Constitution, it becomes the legislature's responsibility to consider fair maps and ensure all New Yorkers have equitable representation in their government. That is a duty we take seriously. Given the expedited nature of the political calendar, we fully expect the Senate and the Assembly to consider new fair maps in a timely manner. The plan is to vote on these maps next week," end quote. Democrats are deciding because they hold the majority in the state legislature. The Election Commission was set up so legislators would not be drawing their own district lines, but obviously failed to do that. Locally, candidates such as Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro have already announced an effort to unseat Representative Antonio Delgado, but neither of them know what district exactly they are running to represent until the lines are drawn. You can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Shannon Cohn reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer County native Edmonia Lewis is being honored with her face on a U.S. Postal Service stamp with a ceremony January 26th at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. According to the story, Lewis was, and I quote, the first Black and Native American sculptor to earn international recognition, end quote. Karen Lemmy, the Lucy S. Rom curator of sculpture at the museum, said, and I quote, Lewis's achievements cannot possibly fit on a postage stamp, but I think it's so fitting to honor her legacy this way. It is collectible, and some may wish to collect and preserve it just as we do our sculptures here. But I think Lewis would be equally pleased to know these stamps will be zipping around the country just like she did, end quote. Lewis was born in 1844 and died in 1907, and spent much of her life in Rome making neoclassical style sculptures incorporating themes related to Black people and indigenous peoples of the Americas, according to Wikipedia. At a ceremony this week, the Smithsonian unveiled The Death of Cleopatra, one of Lewis's most well-known works, which had been lost since 1980s, which had been lost since the 1980s. Marilyn Richardson, an art consultant and the person who found the work in an abandoned storeroom at a suburban Chicago shopping mall roughly three decades ago, said, and I quote, it was so thoroughly lost that I, along with most people who were all interested in finding out about it, feared, for good reason, that it had been destroyed. It was just an extraordinary thing to find it not only intact, but intact and in such condition that it could be beautifully, beautifully restored. End quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.